Welcome to the measuring segment of my children's literature book reviews using mathematical concepts. I'm Megan Ney, and it is April 9th, 2008. The book I have chosen is How Big is a Foot, written and illustrated by Rolf Meiler. This book focuses on an excited king who wants to find the best birthday present for a queen who has everything. This book is a great addition to learning about standard and non-standard measurement and is appropriate for kindergarten to second graders. However, I would recommend it most for first graders who learn about non-standard measurement and the importance of a standard measurement system. First graders need to learn to use non-standard measuring units to measure length, and kindergartners need to identify the importance of standard measurement, such as rulers, to measure length. This book provides both of these aspects in a quirky manner with fun cartoon pictures. The measurement aspect of this book shows the king and later an apprentice using their feet as a non-standard measuring tool to create a bed for the queen. The book shows the numbers next to the feet used for counting to allow children to see that the number counted is the total measurement in length. It focuses on the non-standard unit of the foot and how non-standard measures can cause problems. It shows the importance of a standard unit system and the dedication page thanks the metric system, which would be a great way for students to learn how significant the standard measurement system is. How Big is a Foot is a great read-aloud and self-read book with short, quirky cartoon pictures. The pictures are scattered throughout the book and parts are tinted with red, but the characters show great expression and parallel the short, choppy aspect of the sentence structure. The last picture is of the king having his foot measured by a ruler, and is a great way to show how non-standard units can be used if they are a standard size, and introduces young students to rulers, and the historical tale of why it is called a foot. This book would be a great addition to a lesson on measuring with non-standard units and introducing what standard measure is and its importance. The apprentice expresses the importance of using a standard unit when using non-standard units. A bed that was 3 king's feet wide and 6 king's feet long was naturally bigger than a bed that was 3 apprentice feet wide and 6 apprentice feet long. I can make a bed to fit the queen if I know the size of the king's foot, the apprentice said. While reading the story out loud, it is a good idea to stop when you get to the apprentice's problem of why was the bed too small for the queen, and have the students act out the first part of the story to determine why the bed did not fit. See if students can work together to solve the problem. Students can be split into groups to see if they come up with different ideas as well. Another good activity would be for students to trace and cut out their own feet and measure different objects in the room. Students should record the results on the board and afterwards have a discussion about why the measures are different and why standard measure is so important. This is a good way to introduce standard measure and why the ruler was invented. Additional books to use for measuring with non-standard units and the importance of standard units are Inch by Inch by Leo Leone, and 12 Snails to 1 Lizard, A Tale of Mischief and Measurement by Susan Hightower.